Radiance by Design. This is Veronica Entwistle speaking to you in front of a humongous full moon, a full moon in Taurus, the night before 11-11-11. Boy, oh boy, there's a lot happening in the universe these days. Are you feeling the incredible downloads of energy, the rushing changes that people are going through? We sure are around here. And I'd like to talk about that. I'd like to talk a little bit about 11-11-11 and say that for those of you who are regular listeners, at 4 o'clock tomorrow at our home, at 4 o'clock West Coast time, we're going to do a meditation, just a nice simple meditation for maybe half to three quarters or maybe even an hour. And if we all meditate at the same time, it really amps up the power. So if you're footloose and fancy-free and not involved in one of the great 11-11-11 festivities, tune in with us at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, West Coast time, and we'll feel it. I know how this feels when we're all meditating at the same time. We feel that kind of amazing power. And from what I understand, this is supposed to be a time where we have access to a lot of the use of the downloads, a lot of transformation, a lot of the ability to break through and to quicken our pulses, or instead of having resistances, to surrender into the potential, the unfoldment potential of the shifting dimensions that are available to us. And many will talk about, and Jackie Salvitti is better at this than I am, but many talk about how the portals on 11-11-11 are opening so that beings, different galactic, my understanding is different dimensions or different galactic centers or beings who are essentially around us a lot, but they're screened vibrationally so that we don't actually see them, that the possibility is there for us to increase our frequencies, to open up consciously to being of a higher frequency nature, and to accept, you know, E.T., remember, E.T. call home, accept calls from out there to us and vice versa, to open more and more of the communications amongst beings. But I think I simplify it and notice that there are so many fields and frequencies being downloaded these days, and we feel the quickening. You know, the word has it that if people from a couple hundred years ago could see us right now, we look kind of light and shimmery. Well, that, and those of you who have listened to C.J. Kallman and other people on the Mayan calendar, talk a lot about how the quickening has been 20 times as great over the last year, and that that lightness that we look is nothing compared to what we'll look at this time next year. And I believe 11-11-11 is a quickening point, a quickening portal for us to raise our fields and frequency. And when we have a higher field and frequency, when we are consciously releasing our attachment to the lower frequencies and that which we knew as security, we have the ability to spiral up and meet without, again, it's releasing resistance, isn't it? To meet a much higher frequency self, to manifest, to do healing, to connect with one another from a much deeper, deeper awareness of a higher resonance. That sounds contradictory, but when you deepening and embody a higher resonance, then you connect with others who are doing that as well. We've heard those stories for years and years that our subjective reality is such that we can be three or four of us sitting on a couch together and experiencing a very, very different reality. A very subjective reality, a lot of which is chosen by what Dave DeLuca, who was talking about the Gita, no, he was talking about the Vedas. He was saying that the spiritual journey is a journey of subtraction. That, to me, made me laugh and laugh, because my guides are always saying 95% of the job is release and clear, release and clear, release and clear. So the point of my little circular story here is that as we release and clear attitudes, reactions, old ways of the thing the guides are talking about the most in my own channeling lately is releasing identities of all kinds to which we're deeply attached. And as we release those identities, the potential of uplifting or rising abilities, consciousness, freedoms and so on. It's just amazing. So once again, I don't know if this can happen after tomorrow, but I see it as a big point of connection. So when we go through the portal, we're much more able to be true to our unlimiting potential and to create, you know, we talk about heaven on earth, and we talk about the earth splitting into two in such a way. And I kind of liken that to being subjective, where a lot of people who are really adhering to the old paradigm, the old consciousness, are no longer able to be in touch with or connect with beings who are really choosing to move to the higher consciousness level. And I believe that tomorrow is one of those days that really helps us through the eye of the needle or pushes us through the portal. But again, I believe, and beliefs are a really interesting thing, aren't they? Is that releasing and surrendering is one of the greatest ways for each of us to enter the portal and move through to greater potential. So I recommend that some of you will be able to, what do I recommend? There are many ceremonies all over the world about meeting the possibilities of evolution during the 11-11-11. And whichever way you choose, I recommend that each of us pay attention to releasing, 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 so that the spiraling lights, which are true to our own evolutionary potential, are allowing themselves, you're allowing them to come through you and help you come to a much higher place of beingness, a much higher vibrational sense of self, a place from which manifestation becomes easier, a place through which you can connect with other beings who are of the same frequency or increasing their frequency, and a place with which, and we'll go to Jackie here, which we can possibly connect to beings from other galactic centers. I've referred to Jackie several times because she won't be on live tonight on ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness, because she's gone to, Santa Monica. Is it Santa Monica? Where she's going to be involved in the Ascension Convention, and she's going to be talking on live streaming. You'll be able to join her and the team tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Look it up on the web. It's Dream Shield, and it's 11-11-11, Dream Shield 11-11-11. And I think if you Google Jackie Salvitti, you'll find it as well. And they're doing live streaming of their entire event, talking about what this 11-11-11 means and helping you meditate. Those others of us are just going to connect at the same time tomorrow and really meditate together. What is it you want to talk about to do with 11-11-11? How are you doing in your own transformation? So I hope you're going to be calling in after I finish the meditation tonight, and we'll talk to you about what's up on this Taurian full moon. Also, Deb O'Connor is going to come in at 7:30. I didn't confirm with her today, but I'm pretty sure she is. And we're going to talk about that brand new full moon in Taurus and what that means to us all. And again, have you call in and talk about your experiences with transformation. What do you think about the shifting worlds? What do you think about 11-11-11? How are you feeling being bathed in the frequencies of change? We have a lot to talk about. So here we go. Close your eyes unless you're on a unicycle in the traffic. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. And above your head, about 2 miles, a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine into the lower golden ball. From the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided gold pyramid. And upside down, meeting it point to point, another gold pyramid. And inside of that, touching the inside edges of your octahedron, because when those two pyramids connect, you have an eight-sided figure, right? Inside of that, there's a crystal ball that you're creating. Have the inside edges of your crystal ball touch the inside edges of your octahedron. I was amazed at the colors of the crystal ball. And inside of that, there you are in a grand star. Yes, a star tetrahedron or a three-dimensional Star of David. And I want you to be inside of that and start spinning and spinning and spinning, spinning and spinning. And as you spin and spin and spin, don't you feel dizzy when you do that? I sure do. And as you're spinning and spinning, look in front of you on a magical, magical screen. And in the first part of the screen, we're going to create a little movie of you becoming what it is you want to become. And obviously, I'm really interested in becoming higher and higher frequency and being able to move dimensions and being able to associate with more and more space beings and more consciousnesses beyond this 3D. Rising above it, as they say, and also coming from the heart. But the guides reminded us this week when I was channeling about love and so on, and they were saying, remember that coming from the heart isn't necessarily enough. You want to drop inside and feel whether your heart is closed, whether it's defended, whether it's cold, whether it's got barbed wire in it, whether it's just a tense muscle, or whether it's radiant, sharing, confident about that, and loving. There's a lot of differences. So the heart itself, the physical organ, isn't just enough. It's what we're doing with it. That's what counts. So open your hearts and spin and spin and be what you want to become in your first screen. The second one, let's push the first screen to the side, wrap it in light, and the second one is a project that you want to create. What is it you want to create? It could be home and family and relationship and a good job. It could be any of those things. It could be anything you want, a book, a movie. Sounds like playing charades, doesn't it, from the olden days? Trip around the world and see that movie in which you're creating all that. See all the resources coming to help you create that. And then when you've got it going, whatever it is that you're wanting to create, Okay, when you see that it's going well, see yourself smiling and enjoying it. And now see all the resources coming, whether it's people, places, things, money. All those resources come to absolutely support you. And just see that flow of resources maintaining it. Good work. And I feel like it's coming from the heart still. My own heart is pulling and pulling. And when you feel really good about that and smile, clap your hands together, wrap it in light, and let's move into the healing center, the galactic healing center. And around it, you have your multidimensional healing team. We all have one, and it's around our healing table. And the first person to come in and lie on that healing table is you, or me in this case. So lie down on the table and ask for what it is you need in healing, or ask that healing team to tell you what you could use. And who's around your table? Who's around you? And are they giving you advice? Are they giving you suggestions? Do you feel the healing energy? Great. Very powerful, at least mine is. When you really feel the energy moving around and being very strong, wrap that in light and let it continue over there on the right. Then you bring in a fresh healing table and a fresh team where the team replicates itself. And you bring in a person. This one is an older person. This is a much older person who's going through a great deal. She's being noble and strong, but she's suffering. She has ovarian cancer, and she's having an awful lot of chemotherapy. And sometimes when you have that kind of situation, the chemotherapy feels perhaps almost worse than any of the illnesses that you've had. So we're seeing this woman in the hands of this healing team and asking what it is she needs, and they're working with her. And they're telling us a great deal about her history. And clearing, as very often they do, they're clearing in the brain pattern as well as in the abdomen area. Who are you working with and what's happening in that? Mm-hmm. There you are. And then when you feel like it's going, wrap it in light and move it to the side. Now we're going to bring in a political scenario. I know we should do more healing, but we started a little bit late, so let's bring in a political scenario. And I think what we're going to do is bring in the world, the global economic system, which is dropping some countries like flies. And there seems to be a radiance or an illumination of a lot of the swindling going on and the greed. And there's a big split between the haves and the have-nots that's growing all over the world. And you and I know that if we can create more than one world, right, if we can create more than one world, we're going to want to create the kind of world that infuses people with enough light that the idea of win-win and sharing and community is going to be much greater. So we have two things. Perhaps we'll do two different sections of this. On this side, we have the greed problem. And we probably don't need to go into what that is. It's a financial greed problem where some people seem to be caught up and entranced in such a way as they don't realize what the costs are to the whole world. So let's infuse, let's get our team to show all of its multi-dimensional, multi-dimensional supports, the beings of light that work layer after layer after layer, dimension after dimension after dimension with them, all the angels and the guides, and have them move into being supportive of these beings who are kind of caught in the web of their own greed, and show a kind of a healing energy, a love for them, a respect for them, and an infusion of a win-win consciousness for them. It's a different approach to money. The old approach, the old paradigm is, if I have it, you don't. And if I get a lot of it, I'll be somehow safe. And you and I know that people don't get that much safer just because they have a lot of money. A little more elegant, though, isn't it? So let's see an infusion of light, an infusion of love, of respect and compassion. And talk about the heart, the opening of the heart to include all of life, whether it's extraterrestrial or subterranean or different countries, whatever. Let's just see that infusion of light. And we'll have that kind of salmon-colored light, which is being pumped down from the universe, which is a win-win light, a loving, supportive, nurturing light, penetrating and entering into the cells of all these beings, into their brains, where so many old patterns are acting out right now, and into their base chakras, and just see them being infused with this wonderful salmon-colored light of harmony, and have that light wrap them and wrap them and wrap them around. And we'll move that to one side. And let's bring in, I'm assuming there's two sides, but we're, I realize nothing is that simplistic. Just as the ending of a 26,000-year cycle doesn't end to a screeching halt in a minute either, does it? But anyway, wrap that in light. And so let's bring in the other side, which is a number of people who are emerging into more consciousness about their own power, their infinite power, the power of being able to help one another, of being subjectively designed, of having integrity and truth and win-win consciousness and so on. And let's use our salmon-colored light again, But also we're showing blue-white and kind of a sparkling light coming through as well, and some violet. And have that light come in and infuse all these people, that they will pick up a sense of this light and the creativity that it embodies, to find ways of creating home and family and sustenance and so on in a different way, a different system, perhaps a different monetary system. We don't have to design all that, just that unlimiting potential. Now remember, we have our healing team, and it's got realms and realms and realms and realms of connected support, and have it bring those lights up through our people all over the world, and through Mother Earth. And then let's have the lights from both sides, the beautiful salmon color and the salmon and the white and the blue and the purple, have those beams of light move all over the world and tap the hearts of the areas that need to be healed all over our globe. And then have those lights move round and round and round the world until they come back into you, through your arms, into your heart, to fill and dance in your heart, and then to move up through your neck, and up through your face, your head, and straight out into the great central sun. Excellent. And back down in. Now see yourself closing off the Galactic Healing Center, jumping into your star tetrahedron, and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin, until like a top, you spin your way right back into the room with me. Hi, how are you doing? I'm Veronica Entwistle. I want you guys to call in. We're expecting Deb anytime as well. How are you doing?
I'm here.
Hi, Deb. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. I'm loving your show, as I always do.
Oh, well, I didn't call you today, so I'm so delighted that you made it and that we did connect.
Okay.
So we have a full moon in Taurus sitting right in front of my very eyes here.
We do. It was full about 1 o'clock this afternoon in the Pacific time, 1:30, something like that, 1:15. So we got, I love it when the moon is full in the middle of the day, because you get two nights of it, last night and tonight. You know, this has been visually a particularly beautiful full moon. It seems so clear to me. Have you been able to see it up in the rainiest part of the world?
It's just smashing. It's absolutely smashing right now. It's very beautiful.
Yeah.
And it actually rose over the horizon. It was bright orange and just really a horrendously huge ball.
You've been talking about 11-11-11. Everyone's been talking about it. And I know I mentioned this last week, so I don't need to go on about it, but this moon today is part of a three-day, just this extraordinary three-day, sort of gentle, beautiful, energetic shift, which started yesterday when the planet Neptune turned around to go forward. Neptune's a planet that has to do with the cosmic heart, basically, all consciousness. Whatever is loving-kindness is represented by Neptune, just sort of ultimate compassion and unconditional love, the kind that comes through us from whatever the ineffable source of all love is. That planet turned around yesterday to go forward. It had been going backward for 5.5 months. So we've been focusing a lot more on the interplaying with this, which what usually happens for us is that we don't realize we're doing it. I mean, it's the kind of thing that already this planetary energy is really subtle. And then when it's directed inwardly, it becomes even more subtle, and sometimes we just feel confused. But a lot is going on below the surface, and I think people have been talking this last few days about feeling things becoming a little bit more magical and softer, and that's Neptune turning around and saying, here I am, I've been here, this energy's been here all along. It's just been working at you, with you, at the deep, deep level of the heart. So Neptune turned around yesterday, and then today we had the full moon around noon or a little afternoon, and then 3 hours after that, late this afternoon, Chiron turned around. And Chiron represents the wound that's incarnated. So we come in with some sort of part in each one of us, some place in each of us, where we're carrying the wounds that we've been carrying from other lifetimes. And the planet Chiron has been moving through the sky with Neptune for months, 6 or 7 or 8 months. In fact, it might even be, actually, I think it's been the last year. So here they are moving along this energy of tremendous compassion, along with the energy of a wound that's been carried from lifetime to lifetime. And if you think about that at the universal level, what it says to me anyway, and also I'm thinking about the signs these planets are in, trying not to make too much astrobabble here, but there is a lot of collective healing to the collective wound right now through this extraordinary energy of loving kindness. Just beautiful. And for both of these planets who've been traveling like just 2 degrees apart from each other for all this time, for both of them, for them to have turned around within a day of each other, right bookmarking a great big huge beautiful full moon, seems to me like an amazing portal into tomorrow's shift.
That's
a lot of information.
Tell me about Chiron. When Chiron is with Neptune like that, it doesn't mean that the wounding is going to be amplified, does it? Does it mean that we can experience more healing or softening of its blows?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, the column that I wrote last night, I addressed this by just saying that it feels to me like one of the things, Chiron's in Pisces, which is Neptune's sign. There's a lot of exquisite overlap here. This last sign in the zodiac, the sign of universal love and kindness. And a lot of what that says to me is that we have forgotten for millennia that we are part of everything that we sort of pray to. We're not praying to something outside of ourselves, but I think that we have been sort of lost in this sense of self-loathing for so long. Here we are in the human form. We've been told we're sinners and all that crazy stuff that's been thrown at us for such a long time that I know your listeners aren't there anymore. But a lot of people on the planet are still there. And I think people are turning around to see that in fact, the healing to the wound is basically as simple, and it's a Taurus moon, so it wants us to stay simple as recognizing that we are this thing that we pray to. We are divine light in a body, but we have to allow that love to come in. And everything you were saying tonight about the heart, and about how it's not just focusing on the heart, but understanding what we want to do from that place. And a big part of what we want to do is forgive ourselves for not being what we consider to be the perfect, perfection in incarnate. I'm trying to be still so you can say something, because I love it when you talk to me about this.
Well, I'm just watching going, isn't the portal really when we dive into ourselves and then move our way out of those traps of self-loathing and into possibility and unlimitedness? Isn't that mm-hmm. what this time is mm-hmm. all about?
Yeah, and if you think about Chiron wanting to work with Neptune to heal us, the healing comes from this spacious, loving, kind energy, just reminding us that we are that. That's the healing of the wound. It's that simple, but it isn't so simple if you think about the programming that everybody's got for lifetimes. That's the wound, is lifetime after lifetime after lifetime of being told by our culture and our family and our religious elders that we have something to be ashamed of. And it's like it gets inbred into the patterning of the DNA. We keep carrying this forward. There must be something I'm doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But there isn't anything we're doing wrong. I think we're just a brave and amazing species, and that we're shifting like crazy through basically letting go of these old ideas that we are somehow not worthy. That's the wound, that we're not worthy mm-hmm. of divine love. And the healing is to realize we are divine love, don't you think?
Yes, and I think that it would be nice if we were told, this is an adventure trying things out.
Yeah.
Rather than you're supposed to know what it is, and divinity is going to smack your hand all the time, if not your head.
Yeah. and you were talking earlier about, I can't remember how you put it, but something about the experience of being light in a body. And I've been thinking a lot lately that another part of this healing energy right now is to help us to see that there really isn't any separation between the light body and the human body, that the one is the other. It's like the sun and the moon not being able to really exist without each other, or night and day. One, you know, we need both. We need the light body and we need the human body. And it's all divine energy moving. It's just one is manifested and one's not.
Well, I really agree with that. What do you think about the, what do you think about 11-11-11? I was going to ask you about the two worlds being, you know, what do you think about the portal of this time?
Well, I would like to just say before I answer that question that if there's anybody out there who wants to call in and talk to Veronica, please call in because I will just back up and listen if you're out there and you want to talk to Veronica. What I think about the 11-11-11 thing is that it is like all of the portals that are opening right now. It's almost like the way I see this in my head, I'm really visual, so I have to sort of describe the image I have of it, sort of metaphorically, is that it's almost as if we're going over a bridge, this long, long, beautiful bridge. And I'll just use the metaphor of the Golden Gate Bridge because I live out here near the Golden Gate Bridge. And imagine the Golden Gate Bridge or the Brooklyn Bridge as much longer than they are. And you know how on these great, big, huge, beautiful suspension bridges, there are these they almost look like portals, but they're the arches that rise up out of the water and hold this bridge in place. And the way I see 11-11-11 is as this sort of crystal arch that we go through, and as we look through it, we see that there's another crystal arch in front of that and another one in front of that. It's just like a sort of a mystical painting where you see arch after arch after arch, and we go through portal after portal after portal because we're on this bridge stretching between the old way of being and this extremely beautiful thing that we're creating, this new way of being conscious, and that this is, I think 11-11-11 is a way to elevate ourselves like one more step up and out of the old paradigm of dualism, of war, of competition, of greed, of all that stuff that we're trying to put behind ourselves, that we aren't trying to put behind ourselves, that we are walking away from.
Mm-hmm. Or walking,
it's like going through a crystal gate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love that. That's great. Well, this has been very exciting. What is the Taurus full moon? I just wanted you to wrap up with that. What is it
is
evidence of?
It's
instead
just
of
the
simplicity?
It's just the sweetest, quietest. The Taurus full moon asks us for deep inner stillness. It asks us that we remember that we are a part of the organic world, of the natural world, that we're not above it or below it or outside of it in any way, that we are, you know, standing right next to a sequoia or an ocean, and we are made of all of that. You know, it's just all one exquisite creation. The Taurus moon just says, take a lot of deep breaths. Another piece of Taurus that I love is that it is absolutely aligned with deep meditation. The Buddha was born under the sign of Taurus. So it's, again, part of this portal into tomorrow where people all over the world, I'm sure you've already been talking about this, all sorts of ceremonies happening tomorrow, but the thing that I've been encouraging everybody to do is pick one, or don't worry about which one you pick. Don't worry about the theory. Taurus says, don't think about this too much. Just sit quietly and be still and find yourself in the moment, in the presence of light and inner stillness.
Wonderful. We're going to do that at 4 o'clock tomorrow if you want to join us. If anybody wants to join us, you don't even have to call. Just add to the waves that we're creating.
Thank you. And I think there's been a lot of information sort of moving out toward everybody about the fact that wherever we are tomorrow at 11 o'clock a.m., wherever you are, to be able to sit at that point too on 11-11-11, to sit quietly at 11 o'clock and know that other people in your time zone are sitting with you. But I'm going to go because I can hear a caller come in.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And happy portal to you.
Lots of love.
Lots of love.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hey,
Hey, thank you for answering. How are you?
Really good. How are you?
Well, I'm in a very confusing state, and I'm not able to hear what my guides are telling me, so I'm asking for you to help.
Can you give me your first name?
Martha.
Oh, of course I recognize your voice, but I couldn't remember which you were. My goodness. So tell us a little bit more, because what I'm seeing is you're blocking in your mind. Why can't you hear? Because you do hear sometimes.
I think because I'm kind of paralyzed in my situation. I think I'm just too nervous and afraid of what my next step is. So I feel like I am blocking it, but I really don't know what I'm blocking and how to unblock it. And with what's going on in our universe now, I'm calling out for help.
Well, it's a very good idea. What I'm seeing here is they're saying that you could do well to do some very intense breathing and absolutely surrender, because one of the things you've got yourself spinning about is how to release and how to know. It's like there isn't only one way for you to go at this point. See? You can go this way or that way, but they're saying breathing and surrender and just completely give up for a few minutes, if not for a couple of hours. Tomorrow would be a good day to do that. Are you working tomorrow?
No, actually, I don't have a job right now, which is what's keeping me from breathing.
Okay, so you have some, and do you want to move?
I don't. I've been resisting that a lot. I don't want to move. The man that's in my life would want me to move, but I don't. I don't feel the desire to.
It's funny because I'm seeing that there's an opportunity to move, and there's an opportunity coming right from where you are. There's one from slight distance away where you have to travel, but you have several opportunities. But the guides are reminding you that the greatest choice will be coming from a very deep inner place, meaning you have the ability to step up and into something that suits your dharma, suits the purpose of your being. And the only way to that is to actually be awake in your body, mind, so that you can feel the pressure and the pulses that are going to lead you to that, if that makes sense. And you're going to have a job soon.
You know, It is getting there. It's surrendering and.
Are you Taurus?
Pardon?
Are you a Taurus?
Am I what?
Taurus.
No, I'm an Aquarian.
Okay. Go ahead. You were saying something, and I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. It's just that I feel like I am tempted to take the old way, but I don't want to, and I don't know what the new way is, so that that gets in my way of surrendering to it.
Well, there's something that you have, I believe it is the new way that you're going to take, and there's something that you have deep in your, well, it's almost like your ability satchel. You have some gifts in there that you haven't yet tapped, you know that. And it keeps you kind of pushing and feeling somewhat disquieted about what you have been doing, almost annoyed, you know, almost annoyed with how people see you. Or there's something funny about some expectation that other people have of you is really annoying, because you don't want to expect yourself to be the same as you were, but it requires tapping a deep inner place. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
What I've been doing for the past couple of years is I do it well. People love it. They expect me kind of to be there, but it's not where I want to be.
No, and you shouldn't be.
That's exactly right.
Can you wait? Can you surrender? You know, one of the big things that my guides taught me years ago is for a surrender. Imagine falling on your face at the feet of the divine, and imagine, and in your visualization, stay in that position until you're actually in your vision, surrendering totally, physically. And for me, it's hard because a part of me wants to jump up and say, am I there yet? and or other things that I do. But basically, when you absolutely give up, it's the most amazing, amazing thing that things begin to outpicture in a very interesting fashion. And I really want you to do that because something's trying to rise in you and almost explode in your vision, you know? Something's trying to go,
yeah,
come on. And I don't, I can't quite see what it is, but it's coming. It's you're close. You're very innovative. You need to be doing stuff of the new order. I'm not sure what that is to you.
Yes, I need to fall right on my face like you've described before. let go and do that. It's
don't do it in your physical. It'll hurt you.
No, I don't want a flat nose. But it's a very difficult thing to surrender. I agree. And yeah. And I wanted your guide. I wanted you to help me with that. And it's confirming what I felt. And tomorrow would be a powerful day to do that, don't you think?
Yes, I do. And since you're not working, the 11 o'clock in the morning would work really well.
Oh, you know, 11 a.m.
Yeah, to do your meditation at that time. Mm-hmm. I know a number of people that are working, so we chose 4 so that people would be coming off work, you know.
Right. Okay, well, I guess I'm in this free space for some good reason, right?
Yes, and remember how much, probably all day tomorrow is going to work this way, but how much more powerful our meditation is when it's in, even if you don't know who's joining you in it, when you're all doing it at the same time.
Oh, most powerful, yes.
It's
I want to be there.
Good.
It is very exciting.
Well,
okay,
you're going to fill us in. And
I'll call you back next Thursday and let you know what I've discovered.
I appreciate that. Thanks for your call, Martha. All right. Be
you're
well.
You're welcome. Bye.
Well, now that's an interesting call. So I'm going to give you the numbers to call in. I'd love you to call before our time runs out, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. Talking about numbers, Jackie Salvitti is at the Ascension Convention, and they're going to live stream all these different people talking about how they perceive the 11-11-11 portal, and Jackie, of course, talks about ET and awareness of ETs. There's several others that do that as well, and they'll be live streaming, and she'll be on at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. I don't know how you're going to catch it. It's called Dream Shield, and you might want to Google it, Google Jackie Salvitti, and then you'll find out how to catch it. I think it's on visual, but it might just be a live streaming online. I don't know. I have to look it up myself, so check it out, and you'll stay in touch with her. And remember, as we all meditate together, we get really powerful, and so many of us are really banking on the fact that we are, a global community. I always like to think that the Internet has been training wheels for a lot of us to be very intuitively connected. But as we meditate, choose times to tune in or meditate with others who are talking about the meditation time they're using. And as I say, ours is at 4 tomorrow. The Oneness Blessing people, I'll be meditating with them at, I believe, 12:30 tomorrow as well. So there are a number of portals in the day where you can tune in and be in meditation with other people, even if you're sitting alone in your living room. Just connect with others. It's a very, very exciting time on the planet. We're watching the systems come apart. How many of you have already heard that the global systems are going to come apart at this time? Well, they're certainly doing that, aren't they? And the revelations are just tremendous of corruption and greed and new beginnings. Heavens, there's all kinds of inventions and sustainability and information about nutrition and feeding parts of the world, so many people traveling all over and helping places that are deeply underprivileged at the same time as we have a certain kinds of illumination of corporate greed and swindles and so on, and countries coming apart. It's a very, very polarized change period of time, isn't it? So watch and see. A lot of us didn't watch the news for a long time, but we're being encouraged to perk up and start paying attention to what's going on, because it is really kind of the falling of some of the icons of the old paradigm and of the, maybe I would say, of the 26,000-year system that is coming to an end. It doesn't come just to a screeching halt, remember. It sort of unfolds, it moves like a great, frequency, a big collective, amorphous vibrational pool. It doesn't move in and end in a big like that. But I gather that the portals, and many of us have experienced this, there have been many, many downloads over the last years, and it's escalating in rate, and it's really come to another all-time high, which they're calling tomorrow because of the archetypes of the numbers 111111 coming to a focal point, a peak. But even that, I don't believe it's just one time. But when all of us focus on something together, it really does amp things up. Now let's see, who have I got to talk to? Oh, it's Bob, my wonderful partner's birthday today. So it's interesting. There have been so many wonderful events in our family and amongst a lot of the people we know over the last 2 days, including Bob's birthday. So it's really kind of how Deb was talking about the Chiron turning around and Neptune turning around and moving into the portal and things lightening up that have been going, that have been retrograde and so on. I'm really feeling that that's so. So back to our meditations and our focal points, we all want to see that the new systems are moving up into place, and there is a win-win and a love. And as we've heard, one of the fellows whose last name I forget, who's on the Ascension Convention, was talking about how he'd had a series of visions and so on, and one of his main visions is something that you and I have spoken of before, is when we're manifesting for the sake of the whole planet, it is very good to manifest or to send healing energy to those people who are doing, you know, the greed thing, corporate swindles, the dominance of other people, the oligarchy, those that are in charge of reducing countries, whether it is because of a lack of responsibility in the country or whether it's because of the real estate swindles or whatever, the mortgage swindle, all these other things that have gone on, or oil dominance or whatever, we should be sending to one another powerful, powerful waves of love and support and movement that we can really infuse in our collective, the art of win-win. It's also striking me over and over again that to move yourself out of the collective consciousness and all that's been pumped to us through the media, including this, of course, we need to learn how to pull ourselves, to individuate, to pull ourselves out of the collective and find a way to really establish our personal center, our divinity within, and the center so that we're in integrity with who we are. And that's pretty difficult. Thoughts and feelings are roaring around out there, and they're permeating us all. So we think we've got an original thought, and quite often it's thoughts of other people that just happen to be in the collective. So it's really optimal timing for us to drop into the center, meditate again, and clear our own brains and our hearts and our bodies out of the feelings and fear-based stuff that's really being pumped at us right, left, and center. We can't be afraid. We have to learn to clear, 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 release, 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 and love one another, and consciously send out fields and frequencies that we want to meet the transformative frequencies of the universe. Back to 111111. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening. I don't know who's on next week, but I think it's a representative of the Oneness Blessing Group. I haven't connected with him yet, but he's on my list, and I'm going to check him off a little bit later. The Oneness Blessing is a really appropriate thing for 111. It is coming from Bhagavan over in India, the Oneness University, and it's a Diksha thing where people are trained to release energy fields and then put their conduct universal energies and put their hands on one another's heads and take a little enlightenment and pass it on. So we're going to talk about that next week on Paradigm Shifters at 8 o'clock on BBS Radio. And then at 7 o'clock next Thursday, we'll be talking to you, and hopefully more of you will phone in than you've done so far. And I hope some of you will tune in with us with our meditation at 4 o'clock West Coast time tomorrow. Email me, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com. If you would like a session with me, or if you'd like to make suggestions about this show or any other show, tune in and watch Jackie Salvitti on a live streaming escapade tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, talking about how in this portal the connection to ETs is going to be made much easier. It's very exciting. I know she's really excited about being there at the Ascension Convention. So let's take a deep breath, all of us. Oh, and at 8 o'clock next week, of course, we'll hear from Jackie and the team, and we'll hear all about it. Let's take a deep breath, everybody. Breathe in some of the wonderful light of the Chiron, of Neptune, of the full moon in Taurus, and about one another. Deep breath. And breathe out blessings to all of you listening to our wonderful, wonderful BBS radio. And be a community of blessings. Much love. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening, and good night, everybody.